in fairness cannot demand of me any more than the best I can do. And every day I'm going to do the best I can do with my responsibility to warn my Creator. And I'm going to walk by the light I have the best I can day by day, and ever seek more illumination of that light on my pathway. And if in my pathway there lies trial and sorrow and disappointment and death and so forth, I'm going to have that comfort and calmness of one that has done his best by the light he has and kept my responsibility to that infinite Creator that I don't understand any more than anybody else does. But I know that if I'm responsible to him, then he in turn will take care of my mysteries. Praise God. And one day he'll help me to understand it better by and by. Praise God. Now, I can't do no better than that, and you can't either. We'll do the best we can with what God gives us and what God shows us. And we'll ever be seeking for more light. If there's any way that God desires to give us that light, we'll seek for it and accept it. In Jeremiah 33:3, God said to Jeremiah, said, call upon me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Praise God. Surely the Lord will do nothing, but he revealeth his secrets unto his servants of prophets. There's still things that God will reveal to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man that is within him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. I praise God that the Lord can reveal certain things to us that sometimes we don't know. Some things we do know. Proverbs 27:1 said, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. We don't know that. Revelation 3:17, Jesus chided with the church at Laodicea and said, you knowest not that you are wretched and miserable and blind and poor and naked. There's a lot of people don't even know that. They're always asking God for something else when they don't know they're miserable and poor and wretched and blind and naked. That's the way a lot of Christians today. Then they're always around whining. I don't understand this. I don't understand that. Why'd God do this? Why'd God do that? All he does, if you could see him, is stick his tongue out at you. Said, on you. You don't even know you're miserable and wretched and poor and blind and naked. And here you are around here wanting to chide with me and demand of me. You're like God did Job. Said, I'll demand of thee, and you answer me. Where were you? How much do you know? And boy, you go on. Chapter 39, 40, over to 41. He said, hey, Job, do you know how I make it snow and the hoarfrost comes down on the ground? Do you know how I make the ostrich and didn't impart to her no understanding? How she scorns the horse and his rider? You know all about that? You know how I made old Leviathan? Well, you going to get a hold of him, get a hook in his jaw. Said, he makes the seed of boil, and man, you can't even put an iron in his scales. They're so close together. He scorns iron and brass and treats it like stubble. Said, are you going to bind the old unicorn, make him plow for you? Why do you think I made the unicorn, Job? And old Behemoth, how great a monster he is. He gets out in the river, and you think he's going to suck the whole river up. Says, Job, why did I make all them fellas? When John got through with him, he says, now I see myself. I abhor myself, and I repent in dust and ashes. I don't think I know anything. You know, that's when God can use you. When you think you don't know nothing, get where you say, Lord, I don't believe I know very much anything. If you read Job 38, 39, 40, 41, then you begin to realize how dumb and ignorant you are. David said the same thing in Psalm 73. He said, I went to the house of God and heard the word of God, and I saw how ignorant I was before you. I'm like a beast, Lord. I'm ignorant. My Lord, how ignorant I am. And then he come to one conclusion in Psalm 73, 23 and 24. He says, thou shalt guide me with thy counsel, and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. Praise God. We just keep God's word, and that's all God's going to give you, ladies and gentlemen. You got a book here. It's got it in it. And that's all you're going to find out about God. And if you find out anything else about him, it's going to be something else in there that you thought you knew that you didn't know. It's going to still be here. Ain't going to give you some amazing revelation that you come along so you can brag about and say, I know something my wife knows. They got the same book you got. And if the Holy Ghost would choose to reveal his will or his mystery, then you can seek God and pray and fast or whatever, and God will give you some mystery or revelation that can make you feel important. Praise God. But it's right here. It's buried right here. Jesus said in John or Matthew 13, he said, a good man out of a good treasure, he said, this is like a treasure that a man brings out new things and old things. The word of God. The kingdom of heaven is like a man with a treasure. He brings out old things and new things. Praise God. And that's where it's revealed. If you want to know why, get it out of the Bible. If you want to know where, get it from the Bible. If you want to know where God came from, read Genesis 1 and 1. In the beginning, he was here. Now, that's all you need to know about him. Praise God. If you want to read any more, read Habakkuk 3 and 4. Said God came from Teman. Now, if you don't know anywhere else, he came from Teman. That was just one other time. Praise God. Some preacher thought he'd found a revelation. He read that and said, I know where God came from. God came from Teman. That just meant on that particular time God was visiting and came from there. I tell you, God's in heaven. Ecclesiastes 5:1-5 says, God's in heaven and thou upon earth. Therefore let thy words be few. Praise God. Let us understand that God is infinite and he has a right. He has a right to reveal what he wants and keep what he wants secret. He does it that no man will know. He does his own will in heaven and in earth. And all the inhabitants of this world is as grasshoppers and imputed as nothing. And the nations are like a sieve in a bucket with God. They're counted as nothing with the Lord. And then we want to get out here as one great big Philadelphia lawyer type Christian and demand of the Lord, God, you got to show me this or I ain't going to live for you. God says, well, go on to hell. That's where you're going anyhow. Praise God. Old Jeremiah said, God, the hope of all Israel, unto thee shall all flesh come. The Lord is the hope of my life. Praise God. And I tell you, God's the only hope. The Lord don't want you to know everything. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to believe his word. Only be thou strong and very courageous that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written in this book. Then your way will prosper. Then you'll have great success. Have not I commanded thee? Here it is. You'll be strong if you'll keep the words of this book. Search it, seek it, and know God's will through his word. About Samuel, the last verse of 1 Samuel, the third chapter, said, and God revealed himself unto Samuel by the word of the Lord. That's the way he's going to reveal himself to us, and we'll understand God, all can be known about him. What's known of God, you can understand it. What's not known of God, don't try to understand it. You'll beat your spiritual brains out trying to find out something that God's not going to let you know. Praise God. Why, Daddy? Why, Daddy? Because God wants it that way. Because that's the way God wants it. And who art thou, old man, to reply against God, as Paul said. God bless us. Lord, we pray that you'll receive our thanks for the understanding that you've given us, Lord. You said, he that seeketh the Lord understandeth all things. Psalm, Proverbs 28:5. He that seeketh the Lord shall understand all things. But that is all things that are revealed. We'll understand the things that are written. We'll understand the things that you have given to man to understand. Some people don't even understand the things that you have made revelations about from the mysteries of the kingdom of God through your holy apostles and prophets.